friends, and welcome back to another episode of She Is Me, as we dive into the Bible and we look at some of the heroic characters and how they identify with us. And this week, we're going to be looking at the character of Jael. Who was she and how does she identify with me? You know, many of you will have heard me speak on this incredible woman at Braveheart Conference. She's possibly one of my favorite, yet she's also one of the most unassuming characters in the Bible. From the little we know about her, Jael, it would appear, was just an ordinary everyday housewife, but also a woman who did a pretty heroic thing. Her story is found in Judges 4. We are introduced to Jael when a commanding officer of the Canaanite army, whose name is Sisera, was launching a full-on attack against the Israelites. And during the battle, the Lord caused a heavy rainfall and the Canaanites' chariots all got stuck in the mud. Sisera escaped on foot and he ran to hide amongst some local tent dwellers. He runs straight for cover into the home of Jael. I mean, can you imagine the scene? For her, it was probably just a normal, average day. Maybe she's just done the school run and now she's come home to do the laundry, and suddenly a man, uninvited and unannounced, bursts through the opening of her tent. And in that moment, her ordinary, everyday life was turned completely upside down. She would have recognized his uniform and instantly known who he was by his ranking and his authority. She would have also known that he was from the army of the enemy. I should imagine that she was initially perhaps paralyzed with fear. This is what he asked of her. He asked her if he could lay low at the back of her home, at the back of her tent, and hide. And then he said to her, "I want you to stand in the doorway, and if anyone comes by and asks, is someone in here, just say no." What he actually did was ask Jael to hide him and lie for him. And honestly, I think this is the same way the enemy still operates in our lives today. Have you ever had a day that seemed perfectly ordinary, perfectly normal, then all of a sudden, one phone call, one conversation, one incident, and everything changes? It's as though the enemy just turned up uninvited and unannounced, turned your everyday, ordinary life upside down. Have you ever felt like he's lying low in the background of your life somewhere? And whilst he's hiding, he has you lying? You know, if someone asks you how you are, tell them you're fine, even if you're falling apart inwardly, smile and put on a show outwardly. If you're hurting, keep it to yourself. If you're lonely, get on Instagram and make yourself out to be the most popular person that you know. This is how you know when the enemy is lying low in the background of your life, because he will intimidate you and isolate you and have you lying and exaggerating about your very life. I'm sure we can all identify with Jael up to this point. I mean, I could read this story and say, wow, she is so me. That's how my life feels sometimes. But I wonder if you could identify with the second part of the story, because it's the second part that really matters. You see, Jael could have run out of the tent. She could have run to the house of her neighbors. She could have shouted for a girlfriend or someone to come and help her. She could have screamed in a loud voice. But all that would have done is draw attention to the problem without actually dealing with the problem, which truthfully and honestly, it's what many of us do. Jael disliked the situation she was in. Like you and like me, she did not want to feel threatened, afraid, or intimidated, especially in her own home. But instead of giving in to her feelings, she decided to take authority over the situation. And she did something that the enemy least expected she would do that day. Whilst he was hiding at the back of her tent, she took a tent peg and hammered it through the side of his skull, and she nailed that sucker to the ground. With one swoop of the hammer, she single-handedly took him out. I actually believe the reason Sisera thought he could hide so comfortably in her home was because he didn't realize what she was capable of. After all, she was just an ordinary woman, no one special. She posed no threat to him. She was the least likely person to stand up to the enemy who was taking over her territory. Now, you might read this story and think, wow, that all sounds a bit barbaric. And in part, you might be like, well, I don't have a 10-peg to hand to take out the enemy. In fact, I remember the very first time that I ever taught from this story. And it was a very small Braveheart meeting in the very early days in our church. We had about 100 women. And I bought every woman a tent peg. And I tied this piece of scripture to the end of the tent peg and sent every woman home, 100 women home, with these metal tent pegs as a reminder, you can take authority over the enemy. And it was only when I went to bed that night, I was lying there and I began to think, was that a wise thing to do? Do people understand I don't literally want them to use the tent peg against the enemy or the husband or whoever you perceive to be the enemy that day? So I kind of stressed me out a bit. But what I want you to know is, though you may not have a tent peg, you do have a spiritual sword, which is the word of God. And when you open your mouth and use that spiritual sword intentionally, in the same way that Jael impaled the tent peg into the enemy's head, you too can take authority over the enemy in your life who is trying to take over your territory, and you can put an end to his presence in your home. You see, the enemy we fight today is the same enemy that's been around for centuries. He just comes at us in different forms, but he keeps making the same mistake over and over again. And that is, he underestimates the ordinary, everyday woman. A woman who will go to any lengths to protect her territory by raising her sword and taking authority. So girls, I want you to read the word of God. And not just read it, but learn the word of God. Speak the word of God, because the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword, and it immediately disarms the enemy. If we can learn anything from this incredible woman today, we can learn this, that when we act with courage and when we're willing to use our spiritual sword, God will give you victory over the adversity that is trying to ruin your life. I don't know whether I can truly say about JL, she is me, but I do know this, I want to be like her. I hope this podcast has helped and strengthened you in some way today. Thanks for listening to Braveheart Talks. You can like, subscribe, share this message with your friends, and join us next week as we take a look into the life of yet another woman from the Bible and discover the way she thinks and the way she behaves could very easily also be me.